Parshas Beshalach, Tovshin Ayin Ches. Parshas Beshalach is part of the weeks of Shoivivim, the Rosh Hatevis, Shmois Ve'era, by Beshalach, Yisrei Mishpotim. But even if someone, the first few weeks, he was Shoivav, he wasn't yet Choyzer B'tshuva, and he wasn't yet Mischazik himself, but you're still left with Yud Mem, you could be Kireya the Yam, a person, even if he's surrounded by all kinds of Mafriyim and Menias and all kinds of, from all different angles and sides, feels like he's being taken over, he can make a Kriyas Yamsuf. We go through this week's parasha and we're able to be misboinen and be misala with the darg of Kriyas Yamsuf. The pasuk says, "Vayar Yisrael asiyara gadoylo," and then it was "Vayiru ha'omes Hashem," and then finally afterwards "Vayaminu ba'Hashem uvamoisha avdoy." And all the achrayim ask, the last madrega is emuna. If they already saw and they already had yira, now first you're talking about emuna. As the Remes is, there's one nusach, you have Rachmana Litzlon, Yidden that don't keep Shomer Torah mitzvahs bechlal, and they say, Aval yesh li emuna balev. They say, you know, but I have emuna, that's enough. No, you need a hakdoma of vayiru, you have to have yira shamayim, that the emuna should translate itself, that you mekayim shmiras Torah mitzvahs. To say you just have emuna greida, and you don't have the shmiras Torah mitzvahs, that's the emuna on the vayiru koidim. It's a good pshat, it's a good yesoid. But there's another nakuda. The Nesiv Shalom talks about that there's emuna b'moyach, there's emuna b'leiv, and then there's a higher madrega of emuna b'chol ha'ivorim. Kol atzmoisai teimarno. Yes, the Yidden already had emuna b'moyach and b'leiv, and as the pasuk says, be'emes ve'emunoscha b'leilois. B'leilois is beis leilois. There are two nights that are very, very central in Klal Yisrael's hakorah of emuna. Leil yitzias Mitzrayim, and then again leil kriyas yamsuf. If in Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim they were already by the Madrega of Emunah of B'moyach V'leiv, but when they came to the Madrega of Kriyas Yamsuf, it was even a higher Madrega of Vayiso. They pushed, went into the Yam with such a Madrega that all of their Eivorim, Kulay Emunah, that was Balayla, Emunoscha Balaylais. Bemis, the entire Parshas Beshalach, not just the Inyan of Kriyas Yamsuf, Kula Yisviv, the Inyan of Emunah. The Pasuk says, Vayaminu Ba'Hashem uv'moisha avdoy. By the end, by the Melchemes Amolek, Vayihi Yodev Emunah ad Boya Shemesh. There's the whole sugya of the Mon, which Klal Yisrael says, Mon Hu, which is the Oisiyos Emunah. By the Melchemes Amolek, it's Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Oyin. This is Yesh Oy Ayin, the basic fundamental shail of Amuna. So everything, Mon, Amole, Kriyas Yamsuf, it's all in Yin of Amuna. The Remez at the end of the parasha, Parshas Beshalach, it says there are 116 psukim, and the simen, every parasha has a simen, is Yad Emuna. It's Taka Yad Emuna, Vayhi Yodev Emuna, and Vayar Yisrael say Yoda Gedoyla, and that Yad led us to the Dargo of Emuna. A person has to know that what keeps him through when he's taka surrounded by all sides from kol minei mafriyim, and he wants to be able to make a kriyas yamsuf, the shayrish of it is going to be emuna. The Gemara says in Makis Taf Chav Dalid, bo chavakuk v'hemidon al achas v'tzadik b'munosa yichye. That says, ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. But on what is the Rosha going to fall? Rosha yipol ba'achas, the pasuk says. He's noifel ba'achas. What's the achas? Bo chavakuk v'hemidon al achas. Without emuna, a person can dorkfal. If a person is steadfast in his emuna, and he's vayar Yisrael asiyara gedoyla, and he has Yerushamayim, he can take that Yerushamayim, and with the koyach of emuna in the Rabbeinu Shloilem, emuna in himself, and emuna in the yecholis to be mezgaber and be mezala and be kareya yam. It's a marvel de gezachto that vayoyish Hashem vayoyim hahu es Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim. The pasuk is talking about Kriyas Yamsuf and Memes. There's a shaila. What's the ikar of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Is the ikar of Yitzias Mitzrayim taka leil tesvav when they went out of Mitzrayim, or is the epitome of it of Yitzias Mitzrayim is gar afterwards when it's the Kriyas Yamsuf? This is shaila. It's negay also halacha lemaisa. There's an interesting shaila. The Magen Avraham in Simen Samach Zayin. The Magen Avraham says that if a person says Shiras Hayom, he's yoitza the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. We know the Zechiv every day to mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says the Magen Avraham, if a person just says Shiras Hayam, he didn't say Vayoymer and the Parashah of Tzitzis, by saying Shiras Hayam, he was yoitza the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Gedolei Achronim Archoilek, Rabbi Kiveger, the Chasam Sofer, and others, they ask, no, maybe the Chiyuv of mentioning Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bazunda requires that you should mention the actual Yoyim Tzeischa. And vice versa, the Magen Avraham argues, because the Magen Avraham holds that no, that the Kriyas Yamsuf is also a Hashlama, Vayoyish Hashem, Bayoyim Hahu, that's the Hashlama. That's when they got to the higher Madrega of Emunah. That's when they were totally disconnected. Hare, in the beginning, they felt that Mitzrayim is still running after them. If you left Mitzrayim, but you think Mitzrayim is still running after you, that's not the Gemar of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemar of Yitzias Mitzrayim is when Mitzrayim is Teveya Beyam. There's a lot of rise to this. That the whole spiel that Moshe Rabbeinu told Rebbe Shefer, that told Paroi that they should ask to go for only 3 days, and really they tricked him, and it was really forever. Why did they have to go through this whole spiel? Because they wanted Paroi to run after them, because they wanted Paroi to fall into the Yam, because until then it wasn't the Gemara of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara of the Yetzias Mitzrayim taka happens by Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the Hashloma of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that when they came to the higher Darg of Emunah. There's a Moir de Gazach, the Bamis, the Tapasuk says that the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Now, if they were supposed to be for 400 years, where's the Cheshbon of 400 years? So we say it's from Leidas Yitzchok. Now, Yitzchok was born on Tesvav Nisan. So exactly 400 years from Leidas Yitzchok is the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tesvav Nisan. Oh, but the Yoim HaMilo, we know that Be'emes, the Shleimus of a person, even though he's born on the first day, but the Shleimus comes on the Yoim HaMilo. The Yoim HaMilo is 8 days later. That's when Kriyas Yamsuf was. So Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf is Bediktuk, exactly 400 years after Leidas Umilas Yitzchok. They say over that Reb Chaim Volozhin, he was born on Zion Sivan, but he was Nifter on Yudalit Sivan. And they said over, Avadi, he was Nifter on Memali HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shneiseyem Shel Tzadikim, because he was Nifter on the Yom HaMila. Moshe Rabbeinu was Noilad on Zion Adar, and Nifter on Zion Adar, because he was Noilad Mol. But Be'etzim, the Shleimus of something is when you get to that Darug of Emunah, and that's the Shleimus. Now there's another Nakuda, a process that's very important to realize, and it will help Yeder Yochid to go durch his Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a fascinating diak, a Dover Nifla. In Parshas Boy, Klal Yisrael is finally described as Bini Bechoyri Yisrael. They became a Klal Yisrael. But we know that in Klal Yisrael, there's Koyin Levi Yisrael. Listen to a fascinating diak of a process. In Parshas Boy, Klal Yisrael is called Bini Bechoyri Yisrael. In Parshas Bishalach, they sing Shira. Oz Yoshir is the Shira of the Levim. And then later in Parshas Yisroi is Va'atem Tiyu Mamleches Koyanim. So it's Darga Achar Darga, Yisroel, Levi, Koyan, Maila Achar Maila. The process of Parshas Boi, Bishalach Yisroi, is building Yisroel, Levi, Koyan. If we'll focus on, by Shira, that there's a Maila of Nakuda of Levi. The Levi are the Mishoyririm, and that's why we say Shira, and we daven. And we praise Hashem. And they're also the Mishayorim. They open the gates. Pischuli Sharei Tzedek. So how do you open the gates? And how do you say Shira? Every person has Epis Ashtik Levi in him. Well, what do I mean, Levi? Levi was called Levi because Hapam Yilovi Ishi Olai. That's why he gave the name Levi. Hapam Yilovi Ishi Olai is that a person says to himself, I'm going to go with the Bashefa. We're married to the Bashefa. We have a Zivug with the Rabban Yishlam. We have a Shaychas with the Rabban Yishlam. Whether it's coming on hard or not, I'm going to be Malava with him. I'm going to go along with him. I'm not going to stay behind. I'm not going to fall door. I'm not going to end up in the pit. I'm going Yilovi. I'm going to be Mislava to the Rabban Yishlam. When a person is Mislava to the Rabban Yishlam, then he's able to be Kareya Yam. And you know, that's what it says, Hashem Yilochem Lochem, Va'atem Tacharishun. Tacharishun can be a lotion of plowing. Plow along, plod along, keep it going, and be Neslava, be a Levi, be Meluvita, Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was what Yosher was by, was the Shiras HaLevim. And it's a mirror that the Medrash says that by the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Moifis was, not only was the Yam split, but any little body of water all over the world would split. Sometimes there's a little puddle. A little puddle. It's such a tiny puddle. It looks to you like it's a deep puddle. You don't want to get your feet wet. It's so not deep. Your socks aren't even going to get wet. Oh, but you're scared. You don't want to go in. That also split by Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf wanted to show Kol Yochid V'Yochid, not just by the Yam HaGodol. Right? Sometimes it's Nidmalecha Kehar Godol, Nidmalecha Kiyam Godol, but it's only a shlulit. It's only a small little puddle. Oh, but the Koyach Emunah and the Shira of Az Yosher teaches you that if you're mislavet to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then you're able to tak go durch and win. There's another nakuda later on in the parsha. We have also the union of the mayim, that the mayim was more of ayavoyu moroso v'lo yochlu lishtos mayim ki morim heim. There's a moiridik nakuda to understand. A person wants to drink from the mayim, a mayim el Torah, but he feels that it's bitter. So Vayireyu Hashem eats, the Eibishter gives an eats. Vayashlech el hamayim, jump into the water. Put your kol kula, your ganzer amach evorim, emuna be'evorim, and jump into the water in mayim el ha-toyra, and vayimtaku hamayim, then the mayim will become musik. And toyra is taka musik if you want to be margishit. But there's another nekuda, and it's mineyu bey. It's a galgal achoyzer, but it's mineyu bey. Because the Yidden were bitter. If a person's bitter, he's not able to be toyim the tam of the Masikas of the Torah. So you have to take the morim out of yourself, and you have to take the morim out of the mayim. And with this, a person's able to taka kom to vayim tiku amayim, and to come to shaychas with the Rabbanu Shloilam, and see nisim v'neflois.